Catherine Murphy, Social Democrat TD. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning, Shane.
Thanks for hanging on there. Just reading the Social Democrat statement, where the statement says that the level of dedication required to set up a party and to run a political party can be overwhelming for some. Some people have said that your statement was rather snidey towards Stephen Donnelly. What would you say?
No, I think it was an honest assessment. The thing about it is that, look, I think myself, and I said it yesterday several times, myself and Roisin had previous party political experience, and actually, you know, would have had an expectation that there's a lot of things that are not very glamorous that go on behind the scenes to actually, you know, develop and, in our case, found and develop a new political party. Stephen himself has said on several occasions that some of that kind of stuff doesn't excite him, and so, you know, it's nothing that wouldn't have been expected. The thing about it is that yesterday, over the weekend, Stephen told us that he was leaving. Obviously, we're very disappointed about that. But the development of the Social Democrats will continue. And in fact, we had a number of regional meetings in June and July, and there's a lot of background work went into them, and that will be leading to a conference.
Right, OK. I'm tight on time, so I need to focus on Stephen Donnelly for the moment.
Sure.
You've said in various interviews that he became disengaged with the party. If we're looking at a timeline of this, when did you notice initially a disengagement from Stephen Donnelly?
Around the time of the government formation, it would have been around then.
So that's several months ago.
Yeah.
How come you didn't tell people that one of the leaders of your party was disengaged?
Look, the thing about it is that very often people will go off and do a piece of research work or something, and you're expecting that could be the case. Like,
but
we were still meeting.
This man was a co-leader of the party.
Yeah. Look, the thing about it is, Shane. We had just come out of a general election. People very often have got callbacks to do. They've to conclude.
Okay, let me put it to you this way: Micheál Martin, Enda Kenny, Gerry Adams, even yourself, as all leaders of parties, none of you went missing or became detached with the party. Why weren't voters told that Stephen Donnelly had become disengaged with the party?
What I'm saying is, Shane, there was no one event that led to Stephen's decision. He was gradually becoming disengaged. And he then was, you know, taking the month of August to, you know, just to get a bit of headspace. And, you know, that's allowed. You know, this has been kind of a bit of an unusual year. It's a year of the general election. That can happen. People can come back reinvigorated. And, in fact, you know, that often happens.
Nice.
But look, in hindsight, it was noticeable in hindsight that disengagement was part of this.
Has it been a mistake that the Social Democrats don't have one leader? Because it has now become the Catherine Roisin Stephen show rather than about a party.
None of us would say that, including Stephen, and he said it yesterday on a number of interviews, none of us would say that was the issue, because essentially we brought three different strands of politics together, and we came from three different backgrounds. But you're absolutely right. The like of political parties are more than the individuals, and in fact that was what our hope and expectation was and is, that it won't be about individuals, that we will obviously drive on with this, so as that we actually have other choices in politics when it comes to the next general election. And our intention is to scale this organisation up. That's why Roisin led the work on organisational development over the last few months. That's why I led the work on internal recruitment of staff, so as that we would be fully, up to complement by the time that it all comes back, so as that we can actually get on with both the development of the party, but obviously also with the representation of our constituents, with the work that goes on in the Dáil.
And what happens now? Because people have been raising this question, and they've asked me to ask it. What happens? The allowance that the Social Democrats receive for Stephen Donnelly?
Yeah, essentially, there's very strict legal rules about what you can do, because in actual fact the Social Democrats are a legal entity by virtue of the fact that we founded a party, and it's not our money to give away, if you like. It's money that is allocated for a particular purpose. But that is an issue we need to have a discussion about, and we'll be having a discussion about. But
do you give the money back?
We have to have a discussion about that with our executive.
Who's your executive? Is this not a discussion with Leinster House authorities, no?
No. The law is very clear that, in fact, you can't, you know, there's things you can't do with that money. It's very strictly, you've got to strictly comply with the law, and you've got to account for it in a particular, you know, you can't spend it on anything. It has to be spent on specific things.
Just,
you know?
Very briefly, and I've only 30 seconds here, were you aware of the rumours that Stephen Donnelly has been in close contact with Fine Gael's Simon Coveney, particularly around the formation of government? Did you know that was going on?
Simon Coveney made contact with us formally, on behalf of Fine Gael. You know, there was a process of engagement, you know, at the early part of the, you know, when the, just after the general election, and certainly the three of us met with Fine Gael, and the three of us met with Fianna Fáil.
And did Stephen Donnelly, did Stephen continue the conversation with Simon Coveney without you?
Yeah, look, Stephen would be friendly with people, and would have had conversations, whether or not that I'm not aware that there was anything particular that continued on afterwards.
All right, Catherine Murphy, thanks for your time this morning. Good to talk to you. Kildare North Social Democrat TD and co-leader and co-founder of the party. Thank you.